Four table tennis players banned over betting scandal. The UK Gambling Commission has said that four members of Table Tennis England have been suspended following an investigation into match fixing and suspicious betting activity. The players, Luke Saville, Darius Knight, Joseph Langham Ferreira, and Kazim Adelik, have been barred from competing after a complex international investigation found violations of the TTE anti-corruption regulations. Each appeared before the disciplinary committee on charges related to betting on table tennis matches. Saville, Knight, and Langham Ferreira, all British players, were sanctioned alongside Nigerian competitor Adelik. Saville received an indefinite ban, with a minimum suspension of 6 years. Knight faces a 6-year suspension, Adelik 5 years, and Langham Ferreira 3 years. While under sanction, the players are prohibited from participating in any Table Tennis England events, coaching, officiating, or even spectating at matches. Investigation uncovers suspicious betting activity. The UK Gambling Commission launched its inquiry after receiving reports from licensed operators about unusual betting patterns related to matches in Ukraine in 2020. The investigation was conducted in collaboration with Table Tennis England and the International Table Tennis Federation, ITTF. This case is tied to a high-profile Australian criminal investigation involving former table tennis star Adam Green. Green admitted to placing over 1,100 bets on fixed matches in Ukraine, with investigators alleging that he passed insider information to Saville in the UK. According to Table Tennis England, Saville was involved in fixing matches in Ukraine in 2020, as well as other games dating back to 2018, and failed to report his knowledge of the scheme. Global collaboration to combat match fixing. Andrew Rhodes, chief executive of the Gambling Commission, spoke of the importance of international cooperation in tackling corruption in sports. Quote, "This case highlights the importance of global collaboration in protecting the integrity of sport. Over the past 5 years, stakeholders across multiple jurisdictions have worked together to investigate and address concerns around match fixing. This demonstrates that safeguarding sport is a shared responsibility, and those who seek to manipulate outcomes face increasing scrutiny. The message is clear: integrity in sport matters, and efforts to uphold it will continue." Andrew Rhodes, UKGC Chief Executive. Kevin Carpenter, Head of Integrity at the ITTF, echoed this sentiment and called the case an international conspiracy that required the combined efforts of multiple governing bodies. He said that it demonstrated how different organizations can work together to combat betting-related corruption, and he praised Table Tennis England for their commitment and perseverance in bringing it to a conclusion. The suspended players have until April 8, 2025, to appeal the disciplinary committee's decision.